So this one is called Crossing the Black Water by Reshma Ruia. My son, he crossed the black water, ate beef and woke each morning to the razor-cut breath of cold. I heard him calling me in my sleep. So my sari wrapped tight around my hips, I too leapt across the black waters. It was hard at first, the language like an alphabet soup bubbling inside my mouth. The gray days that shut me in like a wall, but by God, I learned damn fast. Stop waiting for the street vendor's call to haggle over onions and potatoes in the bazaar. To leave my gold bangles behind when I caught the 151 bus to Asda each week. I don't go on the roof anymore to spot the moon of Karva Shath. The landlord filed a complaint. I've learned to love the rain that falls feeble and timid upon my skin. I've learned to forget the bare breast joy of the monsoon at home. Diwali comes and goes, but I see no little boys lighting crackers on the streets. Never mind, I will make some pudding with condensed milk. The English are organized and most up to date. My son reminds me every day, no dripping roof or tap, no wildflower or tree, no unnecessary smiles or hugs, everything trimmed to the point. What's not to love? He gets up for work as the world shuts its eye. A graduate at home, he drives lorries for a living. Scowls anger when I watch my Indian TV. Watch BBC, learn English, he says. No need, I reply with a shrug. It's time I found a wife for my son. A girl from back home with cheeks plump and skin so fair. Together we will sit and watch ZTV and chat about how good life was on the other side of the black water. And she has a little postscript that says, crossing the ocean, Kalapan, or black water, was a huge taboo among Orthodox Hindus in colonial India, as it signified losing one's heritage and values.